class, we're going to use what you've learned about different chords to analyze the chord structure of a song, and then you're going to write an accompaniment to the song. The song we'll be singing is one we learned last week called This Old Hammer. It's your favorite. Let's start by reviewing this song. We all know it, so I want everybody to sing loud with me. Warm up your E minor voices this early in the morning, okay? Stuff. Now, let's say I wanted to do a sniffing key, like the key's too high for the guys that sort of hear something perhaps, I don't know. Give me another key, it has to be minor. I'm not gonna change the sound of the song, but somebody give me another key that we can do the song. Like C minor. Good choice. Alright, so what key signature will that have written?
Three flats.
Three flats, that's right, which is the relative major or relative minor of what major?
C flat.
Okay. So now on the next line or whatever, on your paper, use the same chord changes that we just used, but transpose it this time into C minor. So think about what the fourth scale degree is, the fifth, and also make sure that you pay attention to the raised third on the dominant seventh. Maybe it's better than that, so do that. Alright, who has the correct answer to this one then? On number two, C minor. Let's come to that. Right, Molly? Anybody find any problems with that? Is there a problem with that? Good, there's none. Very good job. Okay, right. Everybody have that?
Agree with them.
Alright. Now, just one more. Let's do it in one more key, just to make it a little harder. This time you guys get to pick the key. So make it harder. B minor, C flat minor. I don't know. Take your pick. Anything you want. But just make it difficult. And go ahead and write that. What? Sharp minor is terrific. But just do that, I'll give you about another minute. We're running short on time here, but just do that real quick and then I'll have you guys check this and try to sing. Let's put it up. Somebody volunteer. Gary, do you want to do yours?
Sure.
Like you're done. What key did you do yours? B minor. Alright. So what relative major is that? Okay, well, we're actually all out of time. I can't let you guys over. We're all out of time without singing again. But anyways, good work. So now we've learned how to build chords-based songs, and this is the very beginning of writing your very own piano accompaniment. Now that you can do that, you can sing along and sound good. So we'll do more of this next time.